Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 12th chapter of Hilchos Nedarim. In this parak, the Rambam continues his discussion from the previous parak concerning the concept of hafara, when a father or a husband, respectively, are able to remove the Nedarim of their daughter or wife. Halacha Aleph. Kol Nedarim v'ashvuos ha'av mefer b'yom shemo. Shne'amar, kol nedareha v'asareha. With regard to any type of neder or shvua, a father is able to nullify it on the day that he hears of it. As the pasuk says, all of her Nedarim, all of the prohibitions that she takes upon herself. Aval habal eino yachol lahafer el kol nedarim ushvuos sheish ben inoy nefesh o shein bedvarim shebeino lebeina. Kegon shenishba o nadra shelo tichol o shelo tiskashit. Shnei amar bein ish leishta. Regarding the husband's ability to remove his wife's nedarim and shvuos, those only concern to things which will either physically bother her or things which are between him and her. For example, if she had taken a neder or a shvua, that she wouldn't put on makeup, that she wouldn't adorn herself. As the pasuk says, ones that relate to a man and his wife. Halacha beis. Uman bein nedarim sheish ben inoy nefesh, ledvarim shebeino lebeina. What is the difference between these two different types of categories which the husband is able to annul? Ones that relate to her own pain, and ones that are between him and her. Shenedarim sheish ben inoy nefesh, mefer el atzmo vel achir. Shebeino lebeina, la'atmo mefer, la'achir eino mefer. Regarding those that concern physical pain regarding herself, those he's able to annul regarding him or regarding others. But those that relate to their relationship, then he can only annul them regarding himself, but not regarding others. Halacha gimel, ketzad, the Rambam now illustrate this further. Nadra shelo le'echo basar, mefer la v'tiyem uteres le'echo im kol adam lo'olam. Asra le'atashmesh kol adam shavolam, yafer chelko v'tiyem mishamashto, ukshiyamas oyor shena, if the woman had taken a neder that she wasn't going to eat meat, something which is about personal pain to her, in that case, he is able to nullify it, and she'll be allowed to eat meat with anybody else in the whole world. Him, otherwise, it doesn't make a difference. If, however, she had prohibited upon herself having relations with any person, in that case, he can annul the neder regarding himself, and therefore, they can have relations. But when he dies or divorces her, and therefore now she's free to be with somebody else, in that case, she's forbidden to have relations with anybody else. And so too in any similar case. Halacha Dalet. Echad inoy gadol, v'echad inoy katan, v'echad inoy shehu lizman meruba, olfi isha, hakol mefer habal. With regards to the type of nedarim which are about her personal pain, it doesn't matter whether it's something very significant or something very minor. It also doesn't matter whether it's something which will be for a long time or just very short amount of time. Regardless, the husband is going to be able to nullify these nedarim. Lachahei, ketzad, I'm going to illustrate further. Nadra o nishba shelo tirchat hayom, o shelo tishta yayin hayom, o shelo tochal yom dvash, v'chein im nadra shelo tilcho hayom, o shelo tobash rikma hayom, mefer. V'chein kol kiyotibzeh. Afilu nadra mimaycho ra, o mimin shelo tamo o so miyomeha, harizeh yafer. If the wife had taken a neder or a shvua that she wasn't going to bathe herself that day, or that she wasn't going to drink wine that day, or that she wasn't going to eat honey that day, something which is a short amount of time and is relatively minor, the husband is still able to nullify these different nedarim. And similarly, if she had taken the neder not to put on eye makeup that day, or not to wear certain types of colored, nicely woven garments that day, he's also able to nullify them. And the same applies in all similar situations. Even if she had taken the neder that she wasn't going to have a particular food which is bad for her, or a particular type of food which she has never eaten before, her husband is able to nullify it. Halacha vav. Nadra mishteki karos, ba'achas yish la'inoy, ba'achas ein la'inoy, mefer lezu shemiz anet ba, ve'eno mefer lezu she'ein la'inoy. If his wife had taken a neder that she wasn't going to have two different types of loaves of bread, one of which would, by not having it, cause her pain, the other one, by not having it, won't cause her pain, then in that case, he's able to nullify the one which would cause her pain, but he cannot nullify the neder regarding the one which will not cause her pain by not having it. Halacha zayin. Nadr shelo tochal te'enim shel medina zu, yafer mishum devarim shebeino lebeina, she'esek gadol hu lo itafel havi lo medina acheres. If the woman had taken a neder that she wasn't going to have figs from that country where they were situated, in that case, the husband is able to remove this neder because it's something which relates to his and her relationship, in the sense that it would be very, very annoying for him to have to go and bring her figs from some other country. Lafikach, im meis, o gersha, o shehevi la ish achem peros osa medina, har ilu asur na la, she'eno mefer la acher, medvarim shemeno levina. If, therefore, he dies or divorces her, or somebody else brings her fruits from that country where they are, then they are going to be forbidden for her, because he's not able to nullify this neder, which relates to him and her, for other people, as we saw above. In a similar fashion, if the woman had taken a neder not to benefit from other people in general, and this is even if she didn't intend her husband to be included in that neder, nonetheless, he's still going to be able to annul it because of the fact that it's going to ultimately affect their relationship, because he doesn't want to be the only one that's able to provide her with food. Similarly, if she takes a neder that she's not going to be able to benefit from an entire nation, such as all Jews or all Arabs or the like, in that case, then he is still able to nullify that because of the fact that it will again be a burden on him if this whole nation won't be able to give her any benefit. Halacha tes. Ha'isha she'amar l'baila, ha'nas tashmishi asur alecha, eno tzarech l'hafer. Halamazet domer. If a woman takes a neder and says to her husband that the benefit of my act of relations should be forbidden to you, in that case, he doesn't need to even annul it. Because in this case, it's comparable to somebody who says to another person that your fruits should be forbidden upon you. You have no wherewithal to do so. In a similar fashion, if the husband says to the wife in the process of taking a neder that the act of relations that they have, his benefit that he's giving to her, should be forbidden to her. In that case also, he hasn't said anything of substance because of the fact that he's obligated to provide her with a number of important things, food, clothing, as well as the act of relations, as we've seen earlier in Mishnah Torah. If the wife had said that the benefit of their act of relations that's coming to her should be forbidden upon her, in that case, the husband would need to annul that neder as something which is a neder which relates to their personal relationship. And if he doesn't, then it'll be forbidden for him to have relations with her because of the fact that you don't provide somebody with something which is forbidden to them. Amra yiktishu yodai lo sehen, o shenadra shelo yehanav emaisi yadeha, eno neser emaisi yadeha, emneishi yadeha, mishubadan lo. If the wife had taken a neder saying that the production of her hand, that which she is going to bring in as income, should be forbidden to her husband, in that case, he does not need to even annul it, because here as well, her hands, her labor, the produce that she creates, is something which is obligated to go to him. Even though there are a few things which are able to undermine somebody's claim on something, the concept of freeing a slave, or of bread becoming chametz, or if somebody sanctifies something, each of these is able to push aside somebody else who had a claim on that object. Nonetheless, Cham asu chizik l'shibud habal, she'ena yichol apkiyo m'nei shu midibrehen. Chazal, who had created this obligation the wife has to give the produce of her hands to her husband, strengthened it to the point where she won't be able to remove it by sanctifying it, that she won't be able to push her husband aside. Aval tzarachu l'hafer, she'me yigarshena v'tiyah asur l'achsur l'ach. However, he still does need to annul this neder, because maybe he will divorce her, and then he would be forbidden to ever remarry her. Halacha Yud Aleph. Nishba o nadra shelo yehenem ba lo avi baila lo echav ushar krovav enu yachal hafer. If the woman had taken a neder or shvua that the husband's father or his brothers or any of his relatives not benefit by her, in that case, he's not able to remove that neder. In similar fashion, if she had taken a neder that she wouldn't give water to his animals or straw before his animals or the like, since these things don't involve personal pain to her, nor do they relate to their relationship, nor are they things which she is obligated to do for him, in that case, he's not able to remove the neder. Halacha Yud Beis. The husband and the father are able to remove nadarm, respectively of the wife or the daughter, that haven't yet taken effect, and that she has not yet become forbidden. Kate's on, I'm now illustrate further. If the woman had said that wine should be forbidden to me if I go to a certain place, In that case, the husband, the father, depending on what we're talking about, they are still able to remove her neder, even though she hasn't yet gone to that place and hasn't yet become forbidden in having wine. And so too in any similar case. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ha'av o ha'bal she'ein shomen, ein ha'mefeir. Af al pisha ha'bal mefer darm shelo shaman, ha'roi l'shmoa, ein ha'shmoa ma'keves ba. If the father or the husband is deaf, they are unable to hear. In that case, they are not able to nullify the wife or the daughter's vows. Even though the husband generally is able to nullify vows that he hadn't actually heard about, nonetheless, that only is because he's fit to be able to hear it, and therefore is able to nullify it, even if he hadn't heard about it. But if one is not fit at all, then they are not able to have this power of hafara at all. Halacha Yud Dalet. Hashota eino mefer bein av bein ba. If somebody is not mentally competent, whether the father or the husband, they are not able to nullify the vow. Hakatan eino ishos, lefikach eino mefer. A child, somebody who's below the age of 13 and a day, hasn't yet hit the stage of puberty. In that case, he has no real concept of marriage on a Torah level, and therefore he also has no ability to nullify his wife's vows. Ba'abal mefer nidre shtei nashav ka'achas. The husband has more than one wife. He's able to nullify both of their nidarim at the same time. V'chein av mefer nidre shtei benosav ka'achas. Similarly, a father is able to nullify, if he has two daughters, their vows at the same time. Halacha tezvav. When we refer to the day of hearing about it, it applies for that entire day, but not for a 24-hour period. Ketzah, there I'm going to illustrate further. If the woman had taken a neder on the evening of Monday, which in our terminology would be Sunday evening, because in halacha it goes from the night into the day. So in that case, the husband or the father would be able to nullify it all of that evening, as well as the following day, Monday day. Nadr b'yom sheni b'tchilas hayom mefer kolos hayom. If she had taken the neder on Monday, at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of the daytime, in that case, the husband or the father would be able to nullify it for the rest of that daytime. Nadr b'sof hayom im chashecha. If she had taken the neder at the end of the day, as it was getting dark, im hefer la ad shelo techshach mufar. If he had nullified it before it got dark, so then it will work. It will have nullified it. If, however, he had not nullified it until it had already become nightfall, and therefore the next halachic day had begun, then he's no longer able to nullify it. Halacha Tez Zayin. Umahu Zeh Shekasav Torah miyom el yom. If that's the case, what does the Torah mean from one day to the next day? Melame Shem Mefer B'layla im Nadr B'layla. This teaches us that he's able to nullify it in the nighttime if she had taken the neder in the nighttime. He can also nullify it the entire day, as the Rambam has explained. Nadra b'shasa kama yamin, v'achkach shama av o abal, hariza mefer b'yom shamo, uki'ilu nadra b'eis sheshama, sh'ne'amar b'yom shamo, lo b'yom nidra b'lvad. Similarly, if the woman had taken a neder, and then a number of days had passed, and only at that stage did the father or the husband hear about it, in that case, he's still able to nullify it on the day that he had found out about it. It's as if she had taken the neder on the day that he had heard about it, as well as it says on the day that he heard about it, not on the day that she had actually taken the neder. Halacha Yud Zayin. Na'ar mo rasa shenadra v'shama avia v'hefer ula'achar yom shama ha'aras v'hefer b'yom shama'o ein zem ufar. Sh'ne'amar v'im heini avia usa b'yom shama'o v'gomer v'im hayo siyel ish undoreha aleha v'shama isha b'yom shama'o v'gomer halamarta sh'achar z'hefer av v'shama ha'aras harei zem mefer b'yom shama'o av. If a girl who was in the stage of being a Nara, and she was betrothed, had taken a neder, and her father heard about it and had nullified the neder. Then after a number of days, the betrothed had heard about it, and he had nullified it on the day that he had heard about it. Nonetheless, even though he had nullified it on the day that he had heard about it, it still will not be nullified. As well as it says, if her father nullifies it on the day that he heard of it, but if she had been married to somebody, and then her nedarim will still be binding on her, her husband hears about it on the day that he heard about it, then it will be something that she's able to have removed. It's specifically when the father and the Aras had both heard about it on that same day that they can remove it on the day that the father had heard about it. V'hu adin im shama Aras v'hefer v'achar kam yam shama av v'hefer b'yom shama'o she'enu mufar. Similarly, if the one who is betrothed to her had heard about it and had nullified it, and then after a number of days the father hears about it and then nullifies on the day he hears of it, it is also not going to be nullified. Now, how do we know that these psukim are discussing a girl who's in the stage of naras, who was betrothed? The reason is, the Rambam explains, because later on, the pasuk states that if she had taken neder in her husband's home, and her husband had heard about it and had been quiet, so we can see from here that the husband we had been spoken about earlier was somebody who she had been betrothed to, as Rambam has explained. Halacha Yudches. Shema Abba Abal Beshasa Kedei Letzara Af Bish Lohe Beliba Lekai Nidra Hov Avar Ayom Velo Hefer Velo Bito Niskan Munidareh. If the father or the husband had heard about her neder, but had remained silent in order to cause her pain, even though he was not intending to actually keep this neder around, he wasn't intending to ratify it, once the day passed and he had not nullified it, in that case, her neder is going to be binding. Nadra v'hefer laha av o abal, v'hi lo yada shehefer, v'avra al nidra al shvuasa v'zadon, harizu p'tura, v'aval pish niskav nalaser, ho v'nasa heter p'tura, if the father or the husband had heard about it and had nullified it, but she didn't know that they had heard about it and nullified it, and she then violated her neder or her shvuah on purpose, willfully, in that case, she will not receive lashes, even though she intended to do something which was forbidden, since ultimately, that which had once been forbidden was not actually forbidden. It had been made permitted. And this is what the pasuk means when it says that Hashem will forgive her because her father had protected her. He had withheld her from making this a neder. However, umaknos amakas mardos mimnation is kavna leser. Nonetheless, we will administer to her lashes of rebellion because she had intended to do something which was wrong. Halacha yotes. Nadra v'avra al nidra kodem shiyafer la aviyah o baila afal pi sheshama bo bayom v'hefer la hayzu chayavas al darash avra ba. Im malkus malkus v'im karbon karbon. If the woman had taken a neder and then had violated her neder before her father or her husband was able to nullify it, even though they heard about it on that day and they had nullified it, nonetheless, she is still going to be liable for the thing that she had violated, and that will depend on what the circumstance was, whether she'll receive lashes, she'll get lashes. If it was the type of thing she received an obligation to bring a carbon for, she will have to bring a carbon. Lachachach. Shama nidra v'shalsach m'nei shalo haya yodea sheish la av ola ba'al hafer. O shiyada sheish la hafer. If the father or the husband had heard about her neder, but had remained silent because either they didn't realize they had the ability to nullify it, or though they knew that there is such a concept of nullifying the neder, they didn't realize that this type of neder required them to nullify it. And then after some period of time, even if it's well beyond that day, they discover that they could nullify it, and indeed they do nullify it, then that moment of him finding out that he's able to nullify it counts as if it was the moment when the neder had been taken, or the moment when he had first found out about it, and thus he can nullify it for that entire day. Halachah Aleph, the final halach on the parak. Nadra ishto, v'savar shi bito, v'hefer la alda shi bito. V'chein im nadra ben nazir, v'savar shi nadra b'karbon, v'hefer la alda shi nadra b'karbon. Asra atzma b'teinim, v'savar sh'asra atzma b'anavim, v'efer la aldas sh'nadru l'asra atzma b'anavim. Tzarech la'asar l'hafer, k'she yeda ha'neder v'anoderes, l'shem ha'noderes hazos, l'shem ha'neder hazeh. Sh'ne'amar, lo'hini avia osa, l'noderes atzma, v'omer, v'shama avia es nidra, ad sh'ida eza neder nadra. V'yish lo l'hafer oso kol yom ha'idia. If a woman had taken a neder, let's say it was his wife, and he thought that it was his daughter, and he had nullified it, thinking about his daughter. And similarly, if she had taken a neder about becoming a nazir, a nazirite, and he thought that she had taken a neder that she should have to bring a karbon, and he had nullified it, thinking that she had taken a neder that she would have to bring a karbon. Or she had forbidden upon herself to eat figs, and he thought that she had forbidden upon herself to eat grapes, and then he had nullified it, thinking that she had been taking upon herself a neder about grapes. In that case, he needs to go back and nullify the neder when he discovers what exactly it was, who the right person was, and what the neder actually was, and for what intent they had intended. And that's because the pasuk says that her father had withheld her, or hadn't withheld her, and that's talking about her in specific. It's talking about the woman he knows exactly who we're dealing with. And similarly, the pasuk says her father had heard about her neder. He has to know exactly what the neder was. And then, in these circumstances, when he discovers who the neder had been taken by, and what the neder had been about. So then, on that day of the true knowledge, that's going to count as the day of him hearing about it, and he can nullify it for that entire day. Have a wonderful day.